This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
On November 6, 2007, voters in the Scottsville Magisterial District will go to the polls to elect their representative on the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. This recording is Sean Tubbs' August 31st interview with Lindsay Dorrier, the Democratic candidate campaigning for the seat. Mr. Dorrier has two opponents, Kevin Fletcher and Denny King. Both are independents.
Mr. Dorrier, thank you for participating in this interview with Charlottesville Tomorrow. The complete audio and written transcript for this interview will be available on the Internet. Information from this interview will be used in the compilation of Charlottesville Tomorrow's nonpartisan voter guide. Charlottesville Tomorrow does not endorse any candidates, and our goal is to provide information to the public so they can make an informed vote on issues related to land use, transportation, and community design. As you are aware, some of the questions you will be asked have been provided to you in advance, while others have not. All supervisor candidates will be asked the same questions. Are you ready to start?
Yes.
Question number one. Please describe your past political experience and what qualifies you to be on the Board of Supervisors.
I have 11 years' experience on the Albemarle Board of Supervisors, 4 years in the 1970s and 7 years in 2000 to 2007. I also served 10 years as Albemarle's Commonwealth's Attorney from 1980 to 1990. From 1990 to 1994, I served 4 years as Director of the Virginia Department of Criminal Justice Services, which was an appointment by Governor Douglas Wilder. Also, I have served 25 years in the U.S. Army Reserve, retiring as Lieutenant Colonel in the Judge Advocate General Corps. I believe my work experience and public service background uniquely qualifies me to serve on the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors.
Question number two. In June of 2006, the city and county signed off on a 50-year water supply plan that includes a new dam at the Ragged Mountain Reservoir and a new pipeline connecting it to the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir. Do you support this plan? Why or why not?
I support the 50-year plan, which includes finding new sites for future water supply and also conservation measures. I support the new Ragged Mountain Dam and the new pipeline connecting it to the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir. We must monitor the measures mentioned in the 50-year plan on an annual basis. Also, we need to look at the Rivanna Water and Sewer Commission and the Albemarle County Service Authority to see if they have the tools necessary to deal with water shortages and whether these boards need to be restructured to provide the public more protection and preservation of our water supplies.
Question number three. In addition to community concerns about an adequate water supply to accommodate growth and prepare for droughts, recent commercial and residential developments in Albemarle County have had to address inadequate sewer infrastructure. In general, what will the financial impact be on ratepayers for public water and sewer to complete the 50-year water supply plan and update our and expand our aging sewer facilities?
The county may have to address the inadequate sewer infrastructure through its capital improvements budget. Also, the developers creating new developments requiring new sewer lines should pay their fair share of the infrastructure costs. The ratepayers already on county water and sewer may have to contribute to development of infrastructure. However, my first choice is capital improvement funds and possibly bonds. We need to look at all the alternatives and make a sound fiscal decision.
Question number four. In 2005, the Board of Supervisors unanimously approved an update to the rural areas portion of the comprehensive plan. That revised plan calls for the county to aggressively pursue phasing of development in the rural areas, also known as time-based zoning. If elected, would you support a phasing policy? Why or why not?
I am willing to look at phasing. However, I want a clear understanding of what phasing is and what it does. If it takes away property rights of landowners, I am inclined not to support it. However, if it clearly protects our rural areas in new ways that allow for landowners to be compensated for their property, and we can afford this as a county, then I may consider it for the future. If it is unfair without corresponding public benefits, then I would not support it. We need to look at other areas that have considered phasing and see what success those areas have had. The plan the board considered last year had the opposition of many county residents who spoke at our public hearing. Before voting, I will listen to the public and vote accordingly.
Question number 5. What is your specific strategy for protecting Albemarle's farms, fields, and forests, our rural countryside? What are your greatest concerns about new development in the rural countryside?
I believe that we should make a greater use of conservation easements in Albemarle County. I believe that we have approximately 15-18% of the county in conservation easements. ACE acquisition of conservation easement program is working and should be fully funded. The tax credit benefits from the conservation easement program in Albemarle County need to be communicated to the public. We need to aggressively pursue conservation easements, which provide tax credits to protect farmland and preserve our county farms and open space. Also, we need to further encourage farming and fruit and grape growing for profitable farms in Albemarle. Our new rural areas employee in Albemarle County should help in this regard. Also, keep support for land use protection for farmers. Incentives rather than restrictions should be pursued. New development in the rural areas will not have the infrastructure to support it, and citizens want the county government to install services and pick up the tab. I believe we should funnel all growth into the development areas and not the rural areas, which is 95% of the county.
Okay. Question number 6. How do you feel about an expansion of the county's designated growth areas, currently 5% of the county's land area, to support a transfer of development rights program or to support a developer's request to move land from the rural area to the growth area?
I am against any expansion of the growth area in Albemarle County.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay. Question number 7. How would you define quality growth for our community?
Quality growth for our community means growth that occurs only after the infrastructure is in place. Open spaces, parks, bicycle paths, walking paths, good roads, adequate water and sewer, excellent schools, public transit, clean air, police, fire, and rescue protection. This is an area that needs more attention and funding by the supervisors. I will propose an infrastructure task force to study the problems and present priorities for action to the County Board of Supervisors.
Question number 8. What are your transportation priorities for the Route 29 corridor north of Charlottesville, and how specifically will the community fund those initiatives?
My first priority is the start and completion of the Meadow Creek Parkway. My second priority is to find another route over the Ravenna River for a second parallel road to Route 29 North. Also, I favor the measures outlined in the Places 29 plan for Route 29 North. We will fund these initiatives with a combination of local, state, and federal funds. However, we should also require new development to pay the cost with profits.
Question number 9. What are your views on working more closely with the city and the University of Virginia to jointly operate a regional transit system? What will you do to promote the use of public transportation, pedestrian trails, and bicycle paths?
I favor working closely with the city and the University of Virginia to create a regional transit system. With an aging population, we need quality public transportation. This includes buses, but we should also look into streetcars, electric cars, and other forms of transit. Regional transit should include more than just buses if financially feasible. However, we should seek to develop a system that will remove the necessity for a car in the urban areas of the county. Public spots on TV and radio and internet should provide public transportation bicycle paths, should promote public transportation bicycle paths and pedestrian trails. Also, brochures and mailings with water bills should promote new forms of transit and bike and pedestrian paths.
Question number 10. Question number 10. How do we ensure the community infrastructure, roads, sidewalks, fire rescue facilities, libraries, and so on, is in place to support new development in the designated growth areas? Will the county's new cash proffer expectations adequately address the community's needs? Will you support bond referendums to pay for capital budget priorities?
We need to develop a priority list for new infrastructure in the county. We cannot do everything in 1 year or even in 5 years. We need to look at what we can afford and separate needs from wants. I am willing to look at a limited bond issue that does not change our credit rating and is affordable. Also, we must have public support for a bond issue and need to look closely at what is being funded. For roads, we need to get the state to pay its fair share. We need to exhaust all federal, state, local, and private sources of grants before we look at bonds. The county's new cash profits will not solve all of our infrastructure problems. However, it is a start, and we need to improve on it. I will support a bond referendum to pay for capital budget priorities if I believe that the bond issues have broad public support.
Cool. Question number 11. All right, this is 11. Question number 11. In the last county budget, significant attention was paid by the Board of Supervisors to finding new sources of revenue and to lowering the real estate property tax rate. Some proposed new initiatives were scaled back or eliminated. No reductions were made to existing local government operational expenses for fiscal year 2008. What improvements would you make to our budget process, our allocation of tax dollars, and the funding of new strategic initiatives?
I favor some form of zero-based budgeting in which agencies of local government have to justify their existence within each year. Special scrutiny should go to new initiatives and new programs. I'm willing to consider sunset laws or ordinances in which each program has a cutoff time or year. Also, we need to review each program to eliminate duplication and to cut red tape. Our government should be lean and courteous. Restrictions on local government operational expenses will be considered by the board next year and in the future. Strategic planning has helped our budget process, and I want to continue to use strategic planning in everything we do in Albemarle County.
Now we'll move on to the additional questions, and we'll begin with question number 12. What is your top priority for action by the Board of Supervisors if you are elected?
My top priority is to preserve and protect the rural area of Albemarle County. We can best do that by building affordable housing in the development areas and also protecting the rural areas from large subdivisions. I will look closely at any future growth in the rural areas of the county to ensure that we protect open space, we encourage farming, and we make an effort to provide a high quality of life for the rural residents. That will be my priority.
Question number 13. The Board of Supervisors is currently reviewing the proposed Biscuit Run development. At 3,100 homes, this would be the largest single development in the county's history. Do you believe Biscuit Run will be quality growth in our community? Why or why not?
I don't believe the Biscuit Run project at the present time has the infrastructure to support quality growth. We've got a problem on the city-county boundary of roads on the old Lynchburg Road. We need to ensure that we implement the Fontaine-Sunset Avenue connector between the city and the county that will take some of the pressure off Old Lynchburg Road. We need to look at the roads, Route 20 and Avon Street extended. We need to take steps to make sure that, those areas are protected and that there's a steady area for negotiation by of citizens on the roads of that area. We also need to ensure that the infrastructure is there. I believe the development has a lot of green space in it. It has parks. It has a space for a school. It has open space. It's got clustering of development. So I think it's got the potential to have to be quality growth. I think we need to look at mass transit because a lot of these people living in these 3,100 homes are going to be senior citizens, retirees who want to be next to the hospital of University of Virginia Hospital. And we need to provide some sort of a public transit system that removes that dependency on automobiles so that we can have a development with very few automobiles in it. So I think it's got the potential to be quality growth, but it's not quality growth at the present time.
Question number 14. In your opinion, is the state government adequately funding our transportation needs? If not, what steps will you take to ensure priority transportation projects are actually funded and completed in a reasonable time frame?
No, the state does not adequately fund our road projects. And yes, we can take action with the General Assembly. I believe we've got 5 or 6 delegates and senators representing Albemarle County. Albemarle County has been carved up into about 4 or 5 different districts. So with all of these people in Richmond representing Albemarle County, we should have terrific clout down there. I'm hopeful that we can demand, ask for, and receive funding from the state level for our goals in Albemarle County, our improvements to our roads and infrastructure. I believe working with former delegate Butch Davies and Culpepper, we have made progress in achieving some of the goals in road priority. And I will not be satisfied until Meadow Creek Parkway is built and until some of these other projects that have been so long delayed have been built.
Question number 15. What improvements, if any, do you think should be considered by the Board of Supervisors to create genuine public participation in growth and development decisions?
I think we're making strides in this direction of creating citizen input in the master planning of Albemarle County. Master planning is a phrase that requires a lot of pre-planning before the first spade of dirt is turned in Albemarle County. We're doing a better job of master planning in Albemarle County, and we're doing a better job of listening to the citizens. I've attended a few of those meetings recently in the Glenmore area. I've been impressed at the staff's, Albemarle County staff's presentation of the issues. I've been impressed at the feedback given by the members of the community. I think we are making progress in including the public in that decision-making process, but until we listen better, we'll not have the results we want. Listening is an art as should be observed and improved upon by all public servants.
Question number 16. What lessons has the county learned from the Crozet Master Plan? What challenges does the county face with the Pantops and Places 29 Master Plans? And how will you address those challenges if elected?
Well, we learned from the Crozet Plan that we shouldn't put a number in the plan about the future population. We can't be sure what the future population is. We can only plan for a greater population. And I think we did a disservice in putting a number in that master plan and then coming back and having to say it was a mistaken number. For Places 29 and Pantops master plans, we need to ensure that the public is being listened to and that their suggestions are being considered seriously by the Board of Supervisors. We need to have a dialogue with the citizens of those areas. Already the master plan of Pantops said that the horse is out of the barn and that the Pantops is already developed. And I tend to agree with that. I think there's very little area left to develop it on Pantops Mountain that hadn't been developed already. Yeah, but we can make changes in the present master plan if we listen to the public and do what they suggest. It's a very congested area. We need to look closely at what we can do to relieve the congestion. Route 29 North is not as congested as Pantops, and its development is still being done out there on a not on a full scale basis. So we can take steps to improve communication and infrastructure in the 29 North area, and we should listen to the people who live there.
And the final question, question 17, what do you see as the primary responsibilities of the Board of Supervisors?
Primary responsibility of the Board of Supervisors is to keep the tax rate low, provide infrastructure needs, protect the rural areas, preserve traditions, customs, and provide a good education in Albemarle County, and ensure quality growth for all citizens in Albemarle.
Mr. Durier, thank you very much for participating.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure participating.